Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show. And we're live back in our homes. Cameron Ivey, Gabe Gums, this is Privacy Please. How we doing?
We doing well. How we doing?
We doing chill. We're chilling. We're chilling, well, is what the cool kids say.
We're chilling big time. It's like below 50 degrees in this state. What's going on?
It was 41 this morning.
41 this morning.
I forgot to turn on my heater last night. Oh, my tootsies were cold.
No one up north wants to hear about this. They're busy dealing with snow on the ground in Philly. And
I could have worn socks,
frozen,
though.
Yeah, I know.
They were frozen, and I was too cold to get out of my sheets.
I understand this struggle. My sweaty game is tight. My sweaty game is tight. You gotta keep some sweaters around this time of year.
It's true. You got some good ones and some good cardigans.
You know where it's not cold? Vegas. Vegas is where it's not cold. We're not in Vegas.
Good transition.
But last week in Vegas was the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah. Good transition.
You like that segue?
I do.
Like, where it actually is warm, which isn't here, the Consumer Electronics Show was it wrapped up last week on the 10th. I mean, I assume that most people in technology have either heard of it or at least tangentially seen it come. Like, even if you've never paid attention to it, because I've never paid any deep attention to it, largely because I don't work in consumer electronics. But, you know, there are a lot of folks that do work in consumer electronics. And consumer electronics are – well, they're ripe for privacy problems and abuses. It's where we've seen most privacy challenges, right? Like, think everything from Fitbits that gave away too much information, a consumer product, to your cell phone, right? Like, your cell phone, a consumer digital product that gives away too much information. Your toasters that are now connecting to Wi-Fi. Like, why do you have a toaster that connects to Wi-Fi? But last week I also saw, you know, there was some washing machines that were caught sending gigabytes of data across the internet. It's like, why is your washing machine sending all this data? And the answer is because
watching them.
It's because consumer electronics, well, they haven't traditionally been built with privacy first in mind.
Sure.
And so, you know, last week there were a number of technologies on display, and there is a panel of judges. This group includes Consumer Reports and the EFF, so the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Consumer Reports, right? Those are both names that
right.
Certainly, Consumer Reports is a household name, but for our audience, I assume the Electronic Frontier Foundation is a household name too. But so they put out this list every year of worst in show, based on a number of things, like products that are just bad, like bad for us as humans. Products are just bad because they're not very durable. They don't freaking last. They're cheap, crappy consumer electronics, and products that violate the hell out of our privacy or our autonomy, right? Like your right to repair, and things of that nature. So there were several that made that list this year.
I'm looking at it, and it's fascinating. Can we just talk about Instacart's AI-powered shopping cart, where it's pushing junk food based on customers' historic shopping behavior?
That not only sounds like a bit of a privacy violation, but like what if you struggle with food addiction or like
right.
this sounds problematic.
All of America struggles with that.
I don't need you
stuff it.
I don't need you shoving junk on me. Yeah, just walking around talking about first bag of chips free, tell your friends.
I mean, let's not even go into the fact that most food labels are so
deceptive at best.
Deceptive
at best.
It's scary.
At worst, they are outright, well, non-existent in some things. Like, it still grinds my gears that most wines, almost all of them, for example, you can get a list of ingredients, And why might that matter? Well, I mean, a lot of wines are still made with animal products, and that matters to some people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, of course. Food labels at best are deceptive. At worst, they're not. They're outright non-existent. And somewhere in the middle is just a lot of fuckery.
Yeah. There's a combo robot vacuum that is identified as a cybersecurity concern due to its potential for intrusive home surveillance, including cameras, microphones, LiDAR, voice recognition, and computer vision.
Why do you need a robot to sell that? So some of
you're lazy?
Yeah, but does it need eyes, though? I mean, does it really? Because like some of the original vacuum robots, one of the privacy concerns there and security concerns too was like it maps out your home footprint because it needs to know. It bumps into things and it basically knows the layout of your home, which for folks like Amazon, that data tells them a lot of things. Well, for anyone, right? Like square footage of your home tells a lot about you, right? It might tell you bedrooms, right? Like how many kids you might have, how many people live in that home. Tells you a lot about wealth, tells you a lot about, right? Like, you know, that this person has a home that based on the zip code and the size of the zone, like we know it's worth blank. There is a lot of information you can get from a robot simply mapping out the square footage of your home, much less having a goddamn microphone and a camera attached to it. Like I'm okay without this. I still know how to mop. Sweet. I haven't lost.
Gabe, this is the exact example of when we're talking about privacy and innovation and where it's almost impossible to have privacy when innovation cares more about making it easier for people to become lazier, not being able to think. I feel bad for the next generation and the one right now.
I could argue that society becoming lazier has a net positive of us working less.
Which could be good for our
mental
health.
Which could be great, right? Like for everyone. Yeah. Like it could allow for more creative endeavors as an entire society, which might lift us up in other ways.
Yeah.
Like more time for everyone to think about the things that are broken. It however, is in direct opposition to infinite growth, which the form of capitalism that this country and most of the planet, you know, conducts is like it requires production. I don't want to start sounding like Karl Marx out here, right? Like, that's not what this show is about. So again, as usual, folks, who are you not going to at? Me. Don't at me, all right?
Yeah, because he won't respond.
I will not respond. But that being said, yeah, like making people lazier is good. But they're not really trying to make us lazier, right? Like they're just trying to extract dollars and violate our privacy. I really don't need... Yeah. Let me phrase that. No one needs a robot.
Nobody does. And nobody needs... And well, this is... Okay, going to the BMW partnership with Amazon's Alexa. It emphasizes that you should allow people to turn off tracking features inside their own car. It shouldn't be something you can't disable or enable. It should be just like our privacy rights. We should be able to choose... that shouldn't be an automatic thing without any way of like turning it off. That's problematic. Right. Because there's a ton of bad people out there that can track you. They can track you off of that feature, and like criminals could use that to rob you or break into your car, know where it is. It's just a lot of red flags there.
Too many that, you know, again, from a privacy perspective, the trade-off question always has to be asked, right? Like, is it really worth, is the convenience that having a robot that intelligent, is that convenience really worth, there it
take
is,
it.
Folks. No, I will not take it. Is that convenience really worth it?
Yeah, is it worth it? That's the question. Is your privacy worth the convenience?
I think the answer is not for that kind of convenience. Not for that kind of convenience.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
What do y'all think? And by y'all, I mean you listening.
What else is on the list?
Let's see. You talked about the microwave for a little bit, but that, I mean, that's pretty fascinating too, because
we were talking about the washing machine. What's the microwave?
Oh, no, you did wash. Okay. So microwave, it's $1,800. And it's criticized for combining a microwave with a convention oven, leading to increased environmental impact.
Yet another bad consumer product. So again, what these brickbats, as the awards are known for, is not just things that violate our privacy, but things that are just bad, like just bad technology, which privacy violating technology is usually. But this sounds ridiculous too. It sounds like a decent idea. It's like, yeah, I want just the one device.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, none of these companies had privacy in mind whatsoever.
No.
No, nobody
or
does.
Or your safety in that company's case, which...
safety, yeah. Oh, that one doesn't sound very good. And that sounds extremely expensive for something. Just get yourself a $40 air fryer, all right? You'll thank me later.
Yeah.
Make it healthier for when you're making potatoes or anything you want to air fry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, now I'm getting hungry. Anyways... To in conclusion with this whole episode, technology, the implications of technology beyond the immediate functionality or whatever, I think there's an emphasis on needing more responsibility and sustainable innovation and having privacy in mind as well when making the products.
Yeah.
So, interesting topic, but I'll share these in more detail in the show notes. Gabe, you got anything else on this?
No, I don't really have anything else other than, privacy is not just an enterprise-wide problem. It's not just a B2B problem. It's very much, if anything, it's arguably more of a B2C problem. And consumer electronics are not a thing we talk about heavily on this show, but every single one that tunes into this show is certainly a consumer of consumer electronics, obviously. Right. And it is something to be remembered that it's just not something that gets enough pressure, I think, from regulation or even buyers. That's really where it needs to happen, is with the wallet. We need to collectively tell these organizations we are not interested in washing machines that know the color of your underwear. I can see that feature. I like automatically. You don't have to worry about sorting your colors from your darks anymore.
I mean, sooner or later, it's going to be interesting, because obviously we've talked about people, having relationships with robots and AI. I mean, I could see lonely people having relationships with a washing machine where they talk to it, have conversations with it. Oh, Jerry, looks like you got 3 red pairs of underwear now. Where'd you get these? There's a couple holes in this one. You need to replace it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a hole in all that you... You automatically get some ads from AWS to buy some new undies.
You will, yeah. There's a lot of underwear companies. They'd be glad to have your data to be able to promote that.
I can see it. Yeah, that's all.
Very cool. I think that's pretty much it for this one.
It's a wrap, folks. We'll catch you guys next week. Until then, please disconnect your toasters from the interwebs and carry on.
Please do that. And if you haven't seen The Adventures of My Little Toaster or whatever it's called, go check it out. It's an oldie but a goodie. This episode is brought to you by old Disney movies. And we're out. Stupid.
That's funny.
I think Adventures of My Little Toaster or something like that.
My Little Toaster, I don't fucking know. Sorry about that minor...
Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. keep supporting Privacy Please, and we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivey, over and out.